Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, June 12th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and Brothers, the title of a column in the May 31st, 2016 New York Times caught my eye. It said, "The West's Weimar Moment." As did its pullout quote in large font. It says, "Why are countries turning away from liberal democracy?" A message, I suspect, with youth of heart as its primary target. The New York Times editorials page has been filled of late with dire warnings, threats made carrots, we called them in our last show, because children are heroic. They want to help. Warnings about upswelling fascism, unruly capitalism, and a strangled planet that needs us. Dire warnings, followed by explanations, quote unquote, to help explain to youth who still possess their active thought process the extraordinary mess they see around them globally. They know both that young people are looking for direction, because we all, Save the Earth Connected, have been trained to be obedient. One of those missing, suppressed conversations we never get to have until we have them with ourselves, among ourselves. Because we are all, Save the Earth Connected, trained to be obedient, and that this is essentially training to accept passively the dictum, might makes right. And Alice explained that to us, but we need to really talk about it to get it clear in our consciousness. And to not trust is what this obedience training is intended to do, to not trust what our bodies say. And across the political spectrum, political analysis is how they rope in the young folk, because young people are trying to understand what politics means so they can fix the problems they see. So this is prime time for redefining, for advancing and synthesizing the ancestors' gifts to help our young people end the real totalitarian threat. Otherwise, we're leaving our children's questing minds to the New York Times and its like media and for-hire pundits worldwide. The New York Times and its equivalents in every nation and pundits in general across the media is there to help, quote unquote, our young people answer their questions. As when they look around them, come on, they see they have nothing but questions in a global class system. Help our young people, quote unquote, answer their questions as to the mess made of our common resources when our powerful youth burst upon the scene like Proudhon, like Prince, like all of us, determined to figure it out so the grown-ups can finally be happy. All of us in this global system of class, upon entry, discover that our petitions to exist, invisible, never stated explicitly, never discussed consciously, but there nonetheless, are subject to its, this global system's terms for the lives we're allowed to live. I can't tell you how many times since Prince's murder, I've wished we devoted some on-air time to his early lyrics. As though their power shook me when he first released them, it's taken me my whole life to catch up to where he was then. It's only now, with the right story, that I can understand them. And in this context, in which we're discussing what is authentic freedom, there are few songs more relevant, more potently useful than Let's Go Crazy. Why didn't I devote a show to that? Serious biz, and we're going to play it right now, but it is not a substitute for actually having a show on it. Maybe we'll have to do that in order to truly appreciate his very concise lyrics. Stay tuned while we listen to Let's Go Crazy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get to this thing called life. Electric word, life, that means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day, but night. So when you